Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Crime Fighters. Welcome to Killing Me Softly, a crime fighter series. In the last episode, Ida was fired by her boss Tonka because she spoke up against Simba Metals' harmful production and waste disposal methods. Both their products and their waste are heavily contaminated with lead, which can be highly toxic. Later, she tried in vain to convince her former workmates to stage a protest against the company's environmental pollution. Ida is especially worried about her son Imbachi, who has lead poisoning. The 15-year-old is becoming more aggressive and is losing concentration in class. Dr. Dundu, Tonka's personal doctor, was treating Imbachi. But will he still be available after Ida's and Tonka's fight? Let's join Ida and Imbachi at home to find out what happens in this sixth episode, entitled, Who Can I Turn To?
Imbachi, are you finished? I'd like to have a word with you.
Mom, I'll be finished when I'm finished.
Yes, what is it now?
Let's go into the living room. We both need to sit down.
I don't have much time, Mom. I'm late for school.
You're not going to school today or tomorrow or the day after.
What?
Just come with me and sit down. We need to have a very serious conversation. I have something to tell you.
Okay.
Right. It's like this. I got a call from Principal Kidenge. She said that you and another boy were rude, undisciplined, and not concentrating in her science lesson.
That's not true, Ma. That teacher just hates me.
So she's lying? Is that what you're saying?
How can I explain it? Ma, it just happened. I didn't mean to be rude.
She told me you've been suspended for a week with a warning. If you ever disrespect a teacher again, you'll be expelled.
I'm sorry.
You'd better be. Now it's my turn to confess. I've lost my job at Simba Metals.
Really? Does that mean we're going back to the city?
You have no idea, do you? We've been given only one more month to stay in this house. If I don't get another job by then, we'll be out on the street.
Out on the street? Like beggars? Is that what you mean?
Yes. But I won't allow that to happen, Imbachi. I will get another job.
Why did they fire you?
Why? Let's just say because I confronted my boss with the truth about the company and he didn't like it.
The truth?
Imbachi, Simba Metals very probably has something to do with the lead poisoning.
Oh.
Hello, Ida. Good to see you.
Thank you, Dr. Dundu.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, I don't know where to start.
Hey, it's okay. Just calm down and begin when you're ready. Does this have anything to do with you losing your job at Simba Metals?
How did you... of course, Tonka is your patient.
He called me and ordered me to stop treating your son, Imbachi. It's a pity, because I was about to begin chelation therapy on him.
What exactly is chelation therapy?
It's a delicate process to remove toxic metals, such as lead, from the human body.
And how do you go about it?
We inject a certain liquid known as EDTA into the patient's bloodstream. This liquid then binds together the poisonous lead, which is later excreted in the urine.
How risky is this therapy, Doctor?
To be honest with you, there are differing views on chelation therapy. I personally believe it is effective in removing lead from the body. But as you know, almost all medical procedures carry a certain risk.
I'd have liked you to carry out this therapy, but I can't afford it. I'm out of work, and far from making things easy, Imbachi has been suspended from school. Who can I turn to?
Has your son been showing behavioral problems? Aggressiveness, irritability, poor concentration?
Yes. He's been swearing more often than before. And he's even been suspended from school for being rude to the principal. But don't most teenagers act like that?
I guess so. But if, as you tell me, this sort of behavior is out of character for him, I suspect that it may be a symptom of the lead poisoning. We need to begin the therapy as soon as possible in order to reverse the effects.
But I can't afford the treatment without a job. I've only got a couple of weeks before I have to move out of the company's house. I really don't know what to do.
You are a decent person, Aida. And because of that, I will offer to help you. I'm going to continue treating Imbachi.
And I'll pay you as soon as I possibly can, Dr. Dundu. I don't know what to say. Thank you so very much.
Don't mention it. I'm happy to be able to help.
What else can I get you, madam? I have some lovely fresh fruit.
I'll have 3 bananas, 5 oranges, and a pineapple, please.
That's 45 altogether.
Okay.
Excuse me, aren't you the lady who came to Tonka's office at Simba Metals the other day? Samia?
Oh, hi. Yes, that's me. And you're the lady who got fired, right?
That's right. Aida is my name. I'm sorry about all that, but Tonka sacked me very unceremoniously. Enough about me. How have you been coping since your husband's death?
I'm coping all right. Thank you for asking. How about you? What are you going to do now?
I have to stay here at Dongela Maji until my son finishes his treatment.
I'm sorry to hear he's not well. What is he suffering from?
Can I trust you?
Well, we've only met twice. But yes, you can.
My son Imbachi is about to begin treatment for lead poisoning. And I'm 100% sure it has to do with the Simba Metals refinery. Did you know they dump contaminated waste in the river? Can you imagine that?
Shh. Let's go somewhere private. If what you're saying is true, it confirms what I've thought all along. I've always suspected my husband's death had something to do with his working conditions at Simba Metals, but I couldn't prove it.
Of course! What else could it be? He used to work in the smelter, am I right? That place is full of lead, and the workers have almost no protective clothing.
Yes! And his health started deteriorating just a few months after he started at the Simba Metals refinery.
What are we going to do? Tonka dared me to sue him, but that's only because he knows I don't have the money to pay lawyers.
Then let's make this a big story.
What do you mean?
I'm a freelance journalist, Aida. I have good contacts. This story needs to be told in a big way.
Crime Matters.
And so we wrap up the 6th episode of our Crime Fighter series, Killing Me Softly, with the two ladies hatching a plan. Samia and Aida seem to have become friends. But can they really take on a big company like Simba Metals and a powerful man like its director, Mr. Tonka? The two women might need some help. But luckily, Aida knows just the right person to turn to, as you'll hear in the next episode.
Dr. Dundu, excuse us for asking you to meet us in such a hurry, but we need to do this urgently.
Aida, is this about getting back at Tonka for firing you? Because if it is, I don't want any part of it.
Dr. Dundu, this isn't about personal issues. If there's lead pollution in Dongela Maji, it's a real threat to the whole community.
Let's not jump to conclusions. We need to conduct a thorough examination first.
Be sure to tune in next time to find out how our story goes on. If you'd like to listen again to this episode or any of the previous ones, just visit our webpage dw.com/crimefighters and join us on our Facebook page to discuss the story and share your experiences. Until next time, take care.